friends. Welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Welcome to episode 15 of Friends with a Twist. Woo! Thank you all so much for joining us this evening. I am one of your co-hosts, Kenzie, and you will hear me talk about my other half, Gary. And I am here tonight with my beautiful co-host,
Madison. And you will hear me talk about adventures with me and my husband, Barry. Yay.
So thank you so much for joining us. We have enjoyed hearing from all of you, connecting with you on social media and email. Yes, so yes. Please, like, keep it coming. We love, obviously, we're human. We love the likes, the comments, the questions. Mm-hmm. We are certainly happy to help as much as we can based on our own experiences. We don't claim to be professionals, but we are happy to help however we can.
So like she said, we're not experts, but we really do try our best to try to help everyone out there that we can. And honestly, I think so far, my favorite part of doing this is the feedback that we get from people saying that we've helped them with something or we've opened up their conversation with their partner.
Yeah.
Oh, it really does mean so much to me to be able to help people with things like this. So thank you guys.
Thanks. And if you are not already following us on the social media places, please do. We would love to interact with you. We are on Twitter and Instagram at FWAT_podcast. And you can also email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com.
And you can also find us on our website, recently created, friendswithatwist.com.
You got it.
Oh God, I said that really slow. I just want to make sure I said it right.
And certainly if you are enjoying the podcast, we would love if you would give us a review. Go ahead and subscribe so that it's there waiting for you as soon as it's released. Mm-hmm. We would appreciate that kind of feedback as well. Just trying to kind of keep getting the word out for new listeners to let people know that we're here and we're just a good time all around.
Yeah. Speaking of good times, I think it's time for Fireball.
Heck yeah. We are going to take our shot of Fireball, and then we will come back for our Chick Chat segment.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. Beep, bing. Fuck, those are big shots. Why did we buy such big shot glasses?
I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
This Fireball tasted different. Did you get it somewhere special?
Why? Why, thanks for asking. So tonight's Fireball is courtesy of our friends Paige and Penn from the Swinger Diaries. When they came to visit earlier in the summer, I think I mentioned this before, but they brought a lovely gift basket of all kinds of fun things, one item of which was Fireball.
So sweet. And like a big ass Fireball.
Yeah, it's nice. And it's like plastic. It's durable.
Thank God, we can
toss it around a little.
Thank you for that.
So that'll be good. So many thanks again to Paige and Penn for that. And can you believe it took us this long to crack into it? But
Well, we always have a lot on stock. Okay.
That's true. But yeah, so we appreciate that. Thank you guys for your generosity. We will enjoy this Fireball and think of you fondly.
Every time I swallow, I'll think of you.
Okay. So here we are. In our Chick Chat segment, we like to tell you guys kind of just what's new with us in our sexy lives. So I don't know, Madison, would you like to share your news? You and Barry, what have you been up to?
Honestly, lately, our vanilla lives have just been out of this world busy. It's just, unfortunately, one of those times of the year. We're just super busy for many different reasons. Oh. But Barry and I scheduled a boudoir photo shoot together. First ever. I'm so, so freaking excited. I've done so many just on my own. The fact that Barry is willing to be a part of it this time, I'm super excited.
I can't wait. I hope I get to see some.
Oh my God, of course. You guys will see it. We'll share it on our social medias. Hopefully, at least a few he'll be comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
I know Barry, he's like really freaking out about getting in the best shape for it. Aww. And not only that, but then Pod Bash right after.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, whatever, like, let's just have fun and enjoy it.
He doesn't have any, like, yeah, I mean, he looks good.
We're not disgusting. I mean, yeah, there's always room for improvement, but like, I think we're going to be fine. The hair, the makeup is like all included. So, that's the best. I'm so excited.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really excited about that. And I can't wait to share some of the photos once they're finished.
Yay.
Let's see. In our sexy lives, what else is going on? We've been talking to this one super hot couple that we've met at least twice now. They were once at your party that we talked about last episode, and then we met them previously. So I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks we can kind of find some free time to meet up with them.
Cool.
And maybe have a sexy story to share. Pretty much it was just Barry and I. I think I'm going to add on to this section and say that all four of us, me, you, Gary, Barry, went to PGC after the last episode we recorded. Yeah. PGC is Pleasure Garden Club in Philadelphia. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Lots of things. so the theme was women in, or females in...
men's shirts, I guess.
And thigh highs, right?
Yeah.
Or do we just add the thigh high part?
No, I think that was in the...
Men's shirts and thigh highs.
Yeah. It was in the description.
So we, of course, matched. We both had matching pink, like, button-down shirts. Mm-hmm. They were feminine shirts. They were not male shirts. But then we had matching, like, hot pink thigh highs on. It was fun. We met some cool people there. Yeah. So the club itself, music was awesome, by the way.
Yeah,
so when
good.
You walk into the place, like, obviously it's a private club. You got to pay, get searched. Well, mainly men get searched. Females, it's like, oh, yeah, you're good. Enter.
Yeah. Because you're not allowed to take a phone. You're not allowed to have your phone in there. So they're kind of like looking for that, I think, mainly.
I mean, I'm
sure
no weapons.
I don't know how many weapons issues they've had there. Yeah. But yeah, just like every, keeping it on the up and up.
Just a very casual, just like.
Yeah.
Because clearly you're not allowed to take photos inside of there. So once you get into the main area, the biggest part in the center, I think, is the big open dance floor with the bar. It's a BYOB. They have all the mixers for you. You just bring whatever you want to drink. I think this is the first time I saw it. Now, we've been there before, but this time you guys took us into this, what do you call it? Like a, are you calling it a dungeon? Is that what they call it? Or like the BDSM room or something?
Yeah, I think they just call it that.
Okay.
I think we have been calling it the dungeon, like amongst ourselves. I don't think the club actually calls it that, but it has like overtones of dungeon.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's like kind of to the left off of the main dance area. There's like a cross in there, like an X that you could be tied to, beds around the edge, so you can just play on the ground there, like wooden benches, like all this stuff that I have yet to experience, honestly. Yeah. And they have a whole separate area where I don't think any of us went this time, with a bunch of kind of individual playrooms.
Yeah.
We didn't get to go there this time, but what we did do was off of the dance floor, there's this open play area. So there's some, I'm trying to remember. I feel like there was like a beanbag chair and like a bed. There are a couple beds in an open area. People can just walk around. As soon as you walk into the club itself, you can stand around this little enclosed area and you can watch people play.
Yeah.
And we were there. I don't think to Kenzie's, I don't even know the word. Like, it wasn't your preference. Like, you were just uncomfortable because people came like in crowds to watch and then they disperse. And then there'd be a new crowd watching us.
Yeah.
And I think you liked that.
No, I didn't. So when we started, there was like nobody around. And I think that's what kind of led us to like, what the heck? Like, we'll just go right here. Ha ha. Yeah. Fun. Yay. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's had a few drinks by then. Like, whatever. It's fun. And like, it was like, our interaction together was great.
The
like,
four of us.
Yeah. Like, no complaints, like, no issues there.
No.
But I just remember, like, Barry was laying kind of on this bed, and I was giving him a blowjob. Mm-hmm. And I happened to kind of, like, look up and, like, notice one of the crowds that had assembled.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, got in my head and, like, freaked me out a little. And because I don't really know. I think I was just not expecting it, which is silly on my part. Like, we're in a sex club. Like, why would people not look over at what's happening?
I didn't think about it either.
But I don't know. Like, I didn't think about it ahead of time because when we started, nobody was around.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of freaked me out because I was like, oh my God, like, we are in this, like, this public area. Mm-hmm. Like, that's typically an indication that it's okay for other people to come join.
Never crossed my mind.
Me either. Until I looked up and saw these people like standing there, and I was like, oh my God, like, what if somebody like comes over? Like, I don't know if I'm really comfortable with that. And like, so then
I'm
in my head at this point, you know what I mean? Yeah. So like, I will definitely sort of take like the blame or the fall on that whole experience. that's pretty much why it stayed soft swap, because then at that point, like, I kind of like was freaked out.
Oh, that's fair.
And yeah. kind of was like, I don't know what to do. so yeah, that one was pretty much my bad. So note to self, I guess, don't go in like the quote unquote public play area next time unless I have like fully thought it through, I guess. Because that just, yeah, kind of made me a little uncomfortable. And again, it was nothing with anybody in our foursome, but just kind of, I don't know, something I just hadn't, I hadn't thought it through apparently. And it just kind of like freaked me out in the moment. So.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. I hear you for that. But like having people watch us like turned me on.
Yeah, I know. And then I like ruined it for everybody.
No, it's totally okay. I just honestly, I didn't think about it at first either. Because when we started, no one was there. So I'm like, whatever. I was so focused on like our play that I didn't realize for a while people were watching. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of like excited by it. But then I realized not everyone's into that. And that's okay. So I was totally okay with the soft swap. I will say at some point, Gary took off my little pink panties and they are now lost to the PGC gods.
Yeah.
Could not find them at the end of the night.
Never getting those bad boys back.
So we're blaming Gary for this.
Yeah. But Gary owes Madison a new pair of pink thong.
If anyone goes to PGC in Philly anytime soon and finds these tiny little hot pink thong laying around there, message me. They might be mine. Send me a photo. You know what? No, maybe at this point I don't want them back. Forget it.
But it would be nice to know what happened to them. Just like a little closure.
We looked everywhere for them. I don't know.
Like, I don't, I just, I can't even understand where the hell they would have gone.
One of the spectators probably like caught
it. Oh, God.
And they're like, yes, it's mine.
Like at a wedding, like, yeah, the, like the garter.
They called the bouquet, the garter. It's theirs.
Little souvenir.
Ew. No, but honestly, besides all that, I'm not even going to think about what happened to the panties. Our play was fun.
Yes.
When we kind of cut it short because you were very, obviously very uncomfortable with the people watching us. Barry and I then went into that like BDSM room and me and him just kind of like finished together ourselves like on one of the play beds there. It was, that was totally great. It was fine.
Yeah,
So we have no complaints about the night either, but it's just funny that we were focusing on soft swap and that's what fucking happened. Which is okay time to time. I'm not complaining whatsoever.
Yeah.
But,
and again, like, I know we say this all the time and I'll just, for myself, I'll say this, like, I am not an expert about anything. Like, we are just here sharing our experiences. And so let this story be a clear example of that.
Yeah.
Like, here I am like, oh, I've been a swinger for 10 years and we've done all these different things. And like, it's true. We have. Mm-hmm. But like, shit still goes sideways sometimes. And like, you get in your own head or just shit's weird or whatever. So let that be a lesson for all of you that like, I don't know. I don't know that it's ever just like all perfect and all smooth and all amazing all the time. So there you go.
That's not reality. But we still had a great time.
We did.
We will be back. We definitely want to share. Hopefully next time we go back, maybe we can meet some more of you listeners if you're close to the Philadelphia area at all. Or stay overnight. Come into town. Yeah, visit us.
Make a weekend of it.
Yes. We'll let you know next time we plan on attending PGC.
Yeah.
All right. So that's my spiel. Kenzie, what is new with you and Gary?
Well, before I jump to my couple items, let's maybe just talk a little bit about Pod Bash coming up next month, just over a month away. We had a group Zoom chat call with some of the other podcasters. Mm-hmm. I was going to say pod bashers. some of the other podcasters who are going to be there just to kind of like run through the agenda. And definitely it sounds like it's going to be an awesome weekend. Not that I had any doubts. Anyway, but it was just cool to kind of like see everybody. Mm-hmm. That was like the first time we kind of like, I guess, met a few of the other podcasters.
Yeah, like really showed our faces to people.
Yeah, like real life humans. So that was fun. But I guess kind of just like speaking for ourselves, we plan to get there on Thursday, which I guess is like the official first day of Pod Bash. And then we have a couple events planned. Friday morning, we want to try to do a twisty trot. We are going to try to lead just like a 5K sort of like around area. Yeah, like we're not like training for the Olympics here.
No, there will be no bibs. This is not a full official timed event.
Right. But just like to get up, kind of move around a little bit before we go drink our faces off is the way that we're thinking about it. So hopefully anyone who joins us will approach it the same way.
And it won't be till like 9 or 9:30.
Yeah, like nothing super like butt crack of dawn or anything. So. Yeah. But looking forward to that. So hopefully some people join us or otherwise it might just be the four of us out there running around. And then we also have a game for the pool party. We basically are going to have a inflatable ball with some questions, maybe kind of some like light dares written on it. And the idea is that that ball will just kind of get like tossed around in the pool. And when you catch it, you read the question or the thing, like wherever your thumb is, like wherever you've caught the ball, wherever your thumb is on the ball. So anyway, so hopefully that'll just be a good way to kind of get people like interacting a little bit, chatting, nothing like really serious or like, fuck the person to your left. Like, we're not trying to like take it there.
No, no.
So just easy, fun stuff is kind of the goal. So, but looking forward to that. Hopefully it goes over well. So hopefully we can meet some of our listeners. I think we've had a couple people reach out to say that they're going to be there. So definitely looking forward to that. And if anybody else is going to be there, please reach out and let us know. We would love to meet you and, you know, chat and say hi.
Take a shot. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Cool. So then, I guess, just to try to wrap this lengthy segment up.
It's okay.
Just sort of a couple of things have been going on for Gary and I.
Yes, tell me. Whew. Tell me.
Geez. So I kind of have like a high and a low, so I don't know where I should start. I guess I should start down and go up.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Start bad.
So my sort of negative experience, and it really wasn't like bad, terrible.
It's a learning experience.
Yes, it was a learning experience. So a single male had reached out to Gary and I via our like our own personal like SLS account profile, whatever. At this stage in the game, for a number of reasons, and like rightly so, Gary has pretty much left the single male hunt up to me.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you were done.
No. Well, no. Okay.
It's up to you.
Definitely skeptical at this point. But he, like, he's kind of, like, done trying to do...
Set it up. Yeah, yeah. People, whatever. Yeah.
And he's like, if you want to reach out to these people, go ahead. But, like, mm-hmm. I'm kind of done with it. Mm-hmm. So, like, fair. Like, he's been carrying this weight for freaking years. So, it's fine. So, anyway. So, like, I actually take some initiative for once and, like, respond to this guy who had messaged us. So, like, we exchanged a couple messages on the site, and then he asked about, like, chatting on Kick. So, I was like, sure, what the heck? So, like, we exchanged a few messages on Kick.
Okay.
Like, the conversation, like, started off, like, fine. And honestly, like, he was never overly, like, rude or pushy or explicit or, like, he didn't really do anything, like, inherently bad. But it was definitely just me getting the vibe that, like, we weren't a good match.
Oh, yeah. I am so all about those gut feelings and vibes.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
We had sort of chatted just kind of like, what's going on? Like, how's your Tuesday or whatever it was? Mm-hmm. And, like, he had this lunchtime play date set up. And I was like, oh, all right. This is like
he just told you about that? Like, with someone else?
Yeah.
Not you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. No, not me. I was like, okay. And so then, like, when we picked up the conversation again, I was sort of like, so how was your play date? Like, I don't know this
yeah,
guy. Like, well, I don't know what else to ask. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So like, he told me about that. And again, like, it's fine. Like, I asked how it went. So like, yes, I'm going to get like some sexual details.
Was
like,
it very detailed?
A little more than I needed.
I knew it.
Which like, you know, my own like lesson learned, I guess, like I opened that door.
True.
So like, whatever. Yep. The thing that kind of sticks out for me is like, he said that they ended up having to play in a car. Oh. And I didn't really ask why.
Okay.
Like, whatever. Not the end of the world. Like,
whatever.
Play wherever you want to play. And I guess, like, she had a couple orgasms. So, like, yay. And then what really stands out for me is the fact that he got a good load down her throat. I was like...
He said that word for word to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
So, like, my eventual response to that was, like, that's great when everybody wins. Like... I don't know what to say anymore.
Does that
now
turn you on?
No.
Does that me either?
No. Like, ew. I don't know.
Ugh. I mean, good for you, but yeah, that does nothing for me. I don't need to hear that.
And like, I know I must sound like such a pretentious bitch right now, but like that was it. Like, I knew that we were not going to be lifelong friends.
Oh,
like,
so that was
I'm
the
just
end
like
of it.
This. We're not a good match. Like, we're not. So then, but I gave it one more try because then I'm like, is that your preferred way to finish? And like, what do you look for in a sexual partner?
Good for you.
Like, I'm at least like, I'm fucking trying as for whatever it's worth, for whatever little I know about this path. I was like, I'm going to at least fucking try. And so then he tells me that his preferred way to finish is with a cream pie. And then I was really like, okay, we're done here. This, we are not a match. Got it. I have solidified this answer. Fuck. Yeah. So again, like, we're not a match.
No kidding.
I mean, whatever. Like,
no, that's fine for him.
Yeah. But
that's
just, I mean, so like, I have opened the door. I have asked about his play session and style and like whatever.
True. True.
So yeah. Like, and yeah. It's not even that like I'm offended by any of these phrases or things or whatever.
No.
But just like, I just could sense it in my gut, like that this was not going to work. And so basically after that little exchange, like that's what I said to him. Oh, because he said the thing about the cream pie.
Yeah.
And then I didn't say anything for quite a while. So he jumped back in with like, oh, I guess that's not your thing or that's not how you like it or I don't know, something like that.
And you say,
and I was like, nope. Not exactly. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your time, but we're not a match.
Aww.
I wish you all the best.
Oh, shucks. You tried, girl.
Chalk that up. Another loss for Kenzie and the single guy column.
Come on. You're going to get a good one soon. I feel it. I feel it for you.
I'm glad you feel it because I don't feel
maybe
anything.
Maybe I will just feel it myself in honor of you.
I'm just going to live through you is what's going to happen. But
oh, shit.
So like kind of like an amusing story. But yeah, that didn't go anywhere. So and whatever. And I really honestly, I didn't have any expectations like setting out in this conversation with
trying.
Him anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, whatever, like no loss, but anyway, so that was kind of like my,
okay,
I guess,
that's the low point.
That was my low point.
It's a high point.
So my high point, Gary and I met up with friends of ours. They were at this infamous pool party we've talked about before.
Yes.
But we've met them like several times now. We've hung out. So we got together with our friends, Trevor and Lizzie. and we had a nice day, good weather. So we took the convertible out. We did some bar hopping. I know you've heard me say that before with other.
Your go-to.
That's our thing. So we took advantage of
you
it.
You did that with me tonight.
Yeah, well, we stick with what works. But no, but so that was fun. Like, again, it was a nice day. It was beautiful. So we were able to kind of take advantage of that. And I guess just kind of like the fun part of that story, just to kind of like cut to the chase here. The two gentlemen were in the front seat and Lizzie and I were in the back seat. So we got a couple fun photos. Like they're not like award winning, but we were like flashing a little bit, like driving down the road.
Are you going to share them?
I think maybe some of them. So we'll have to like crop a little and like do some things, but. What was really funny to me and just kind of speaks to her, I think, fun-loving spirit. We were leaving one bar restaurant that we had stopped at and Gary proposed the idea of flashing like once we kind of got on the road. But like as soon as the sentence came out of his mouth, Lizzie like whipped her top off and there was another presumably vanilla couple like getting off of their motorcycle.
Oh, shit.
Like, just right next to us. And at that point, I think Gary just kind of, like, floored it and got the hell out of there. And, like, it was fine. But it was funny. So, like, just sort of a little example there. Like, just kind of, like, the kind of go with the flow sort of fun day that we had with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really nice to see them again. Just kind of get caught up, see what was new. And just to kind of hang out and have some fun with them. So...
Nice.
That's a lot of words. So that's enough. That's enough from me for now. So.
You need a drink. I think you need to take a quick break.
Let's
have
here.
A drink. No, that's a super exciting stuff. Yeah. Thankfully, it was a little more adventurous than what I had to share.
Well.
We are going to take a break so that Kenzie can have a drink and wet her throat real quick.
Just get something down my throat real quick.
She needs a heavy load in her throat. And then we're going to come back with our life and the lifestyle segment.
Can't wait. All right, friends, we are back for our Life in the Lifestyle segment where we tackle some sort of topic related to the lifestyle that isn't necessarily just like a sexual, like sexy story kind of thing. So if you've been following along, we've been doing sort of this little series, if you will, sort of our take on some of the more common steps that you might encounter along the way as you're entering the lifestyle. So really quick recap, we talked about communication, gathering information, lifestyle sites, messaging, like sexting, first dates with another couple. And last episode, we covered soft swap and parallel play. So if you are super savvy, you might be able to guess that tonight we are talking about the big shebang, full swap.
The full Monty.
The full Monty. So we had posted a poll on Twitter and we asked for the full swappers looking at our poll. How many soft swap experiences did you have before full swapping? And we had four choices to choose from. Our first option was zero. Like, we just jumped right into full swapping. And that was actually 42% of the respondents.
That's impressive.
And then the next option we gave was like 1 to 5 soft swap experiences before full swapping. And that was actually 35%. So for the mathematicians out there, that comes out to, what, 77% of our respondents either jumped right in or maybe just had like that couple few.
Just a few. Wow.
Handful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Our third option, 6 to 15 experiences, was only 7% of the vote.
Ooh.
And then our final option was 16 or more experiences. That was 16%.
Ooh.
So definitely the majority were more kind of just jumping right in.
They know what they want to do.
Yeah. Do maybe. It. Go. Be free.
Yeah.
So where were you and Barry? Like if you were going to answer our poll, like which, where?
So interesting. Not the majority.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, well, when I started in the lifestyle, it was not full swap for years and years before I met Barry. Yeah. So the person that I was with, no, I was not ready to go all the way. So I think it's pretty okay if it takes you a while to get there. Once I was with Barry, like I had already like gotten to the point of that full swap is okay. So for me and him, it was, we were the top, like we just went right in.
Just
we
jumped.
Wanted
yep.
it all. We knew we could do it. We were both comfortable at that point.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like there should definitely be a discussion with your partner first. You both really need to be comfortable with this before you jump right into the whole full swap world. Maybe that's what you think. Maybe some people think that's what being a swinger is. Like you have to go all the way, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. Like you can just be like flirty friends. You can just make out with other people. Like you can start very, very slow.
Yeah.
And that's definitely how I did it personally. So yeah, personally, it took me years to even consider that full swap was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I was always worried about like jealousy.
Yeah.
And full swap just scared the shit out of me. I felt like, if we did that, like my partner would be happier with the other person and like
yeah.
I would have doubts in my mind about them wanting to just be with me at that point. So before we even started in full swap, whoever I was with, God, whoever I was with at the time,
some guy.
Like my mind, the person I was committed to, like I was worried that they would be more drawn to somebody else because they were able to go all the way with them. So
yeah.
That was a fear of mine. But I will say that once I finally did cross the bridge of full swap world, it wasn't what I thought it was. I definitely thought I was way overthinking things.
Yeah.
I definitely was way overthinking things before we did it. It's like a hotter, whole new world to the lifestyle, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think it ultimately brings you and your partner closer together because you have that trust between each other that you're okay with them doing this with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, no matter what, at the end of the night, you guys always come back together. So it somehow like makes you and your partner stronger.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of my take on it.
Yeah,
do you want to jump in and kind of tell your stories or who would you be, Kenzie, in that poll? I can guess where you would be in that poll or that Twitter survey.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah. Gary and I were like at that fourth option, that like 16 or more experiences or whatever. Because, yeah, I mean, similarly for us, it took a long time. Like it took years. Like of kind of step by step, sort of like tiny little baby step increases, like
yeah.
every time we would have different experiences of like trying different things. So yeah, it also took us quite a while to cross that bridge and kind of get there. And yeah, I mean, like you said, I definitely had my sort of hesitations. I think in my mind, mm-hmm. I was seeing like vaginal sex as like the last frontier. Like, I don't know.
Oh.
Like, it was like the one thing that Gary and I still had together. Yeah. But no, I think with time and with more experience, I feel like I was able to kind of, I don't know, delineate things a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. it's just a physical act with another person, whether it's a kiss or a blowjob or just fucking. like, I don't want to run off and start a family with this person. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to, like, go make them breakfast in the morning. Like, it's just... And not sex. To say that I don't care about them at all as a human either. Like, I'm not that callous.
No, but it's just sex. Like, right. It's just a fun physical act.
Done. Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And I think it took me a while to kind of come to that understanding, which is what was sort of complicating my feelings, I guess, about it ahead of time. So
I think, honestly, sorry to cut you off, but like with full swap, feelings can be tested ultimately. No matter what.
Sure.
Like, it's still like... I'm sorry to say, but it still, I think, comes up with me sometimes. Oh, depending on who we're playing with, I still kind of get those feelings of jealousy a little bit.
Sure.
It can be hard, honestly, to find other couples where all parties are fully mm-hmm. attracted to the other two parties that are involved. And if they are really attractive, still sometimes in my head, I'm like, why is he so attracted to her? Like, what does she have that I don't have? And like, I still, unfortunately, get in my head sometimes, even with you and Gary, sometimes, unfortunately, I still get in my head a little bit and I just overthink, like, I think he's too connected to her. Like, what is she doing that I don't do? And unfortunately, that it doesn't go away from me.
No, so I do the same thing.
Be aware of that. Yeah.
Vice versa. Like, I get all on Gary's case sometimes. Like, why are you all over her? Like, give her a minute to breathe. Like, calm down. Like, And like, here we are talking about it, but like, we're like as close as people get almost. And like, we still struggle with this stuff. So for what it's worth for the listeners, like, it's normal. It's going to happen. Crazy. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I haven't found the silver bullet yet to just totally make it go away. So just know that like, it's going to happen and you just kind of need to talk about it with your partner and kind of work through it. And I think for us too, for Gary and I, like, I don't, I'll speak for myself because he might not totally agree. I don't always feel the need to full swap with everybody that we decide to play with. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Like, there's some fluidity there. But I think for what it's worth, too, keep in mind that just because you make a decision to full swap with one couple doesn't somehow then obligate you to the swing gods that you always have to full swap with everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like, you know, we just said at the beginning of this episode how we, like...
We all fucking soft swap.
We soft swap that night. Like, even though we full swapped any number of times before that, like, there can be that kind of, like, flexibility and fluidity. Like, just because you try something once doesn't mean that you always have to do that again. Mm-hmm. And it can depend on the night, the people, the... full moon, like any number of things. So I don't know, just if you're, again, like still at that stage where maybe you're kind of thinking about this, like, I don't know, just some things to keep in mind. Maybe
you're not stuck wherever you are. You can do whatever the fuck you want in each experience. And so I know probably a majority of you are not new to this. You understand what full swap is, but just for maybe a few of you who don't fully understand what full swap is, let's just break it down real quick. Because we've talked about everything, like, we've broken it down up until this point. So full swap, what we're basically saying is it's full on P and the V. It's full on penetration. You are fucking somebody else while your partner, possibly, or they're watching, but someone's fucking someone else that's not in your primary relationship. Does that make sense?
I get it.
Okay. It's full on penetration.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I just wanted to put that out there to make sure we're all on the same page listening to this.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to maybe talk about each of our first full swap experiences a little bit. Maybe?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to say that I honestly don't remember my first full swap. Maybe it means it wasn't that great. Yeah, probably. Honestly, I don't remember. But I am going to talk about quickly an experience that Barry and I had very early on in our full swap
journey.
Yes. There was this couple. I'm just going to call them S and K for now. We had met them out just as friends. We had drinks at a bar. We all clicked. No big deal. Just a fun night out. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Night ended. We, again, met them maybe a month or so later with no holds barred. Like, we were all, like, if we go all the way, we go all the way. We were fine with it. So yeah. we went to their place. We were playing games. We're drinking. We're having fun. Mm-hmm. It got to the point of play. So we were all in their bed. We're all naked. Like, I'm with S. He's with K. Oh, God, all these things. Whatever. He's with the female. I'm with the male of this other partner. And it's going well for a while. And then, like I said, I was in my head. I'm sorry to say. It wasn't quite to the point of fucking at this point. Like, it was soft swap at this point. I'm giving head to the guy. The berry's going down on the girl. Uh-huh. But she is, like, over the moon, moaning and expressive and everything you can think of. So, I'm freaking like, I don't do this. Is, like, Barry fucking loving it because she's clearly, just, like, I don't know, going to town. Like, Barry's probably feeling, like, on top of the world because he can make this girl do this. But then I'm like, well, every day, I don't do this. Is he not happy? Why is he so happy with her? Like, is he super happy? Is he happier with her? And then I know I was ruining it for the guy that I was with because I was going down on him. But I was, like, looking to my side, watching Barry and her. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, trying to give him a blowjob. But I'm, like, looking at them. And I'm not fully into what I'm doing. And then it got to the point where eventually, like, we fully swapped. We were fucking each other. And, like, I can clearly get into it when I'm being fucked and I want to be fucked. It was fine. But the whole entire time, she was just moaning like I've never heard before. And I was like, when Barry comes back to just me, he's going to be fucking disappointed because I'm not like that. So I just want to say that. That was one of the first few full swap experiences I remember. Yeah. We are thankfully still friends with the people. It's no big deal. Oh. But I was so distracted by Barry with the other female that I think it ruined me with the guy. And that's kind of just one of those things where you get too far in your head. And I think it ruins the experience. And I think I literally ruined it for all of us, but nobody said anything. Because I think they could all feel, I'm not good at hiding when I'm not happy. Mm. I'd like to make it known. So,
gee, that sounds familiar.
I think I ruined it, although we could go all the way. But unfortunately, that was one of my early on experiences.
Whatever, I did that the other weekend with us. And, like, that was not my first weekend.
I didn't even think about it with you. Wow. I have no thoughts.
It's the same premise. Mm. Like, a little different, kind of. But, like, the in my head stuff.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't go away. Yeah,
I have heard, I don't know if I have experienced it so much, but I've definitely heard other stories about, like, a man or a woman being, like, really overly expressive like that. And, like, honestly, if you're not used to it, like, it's distracting.
Super distracting.
Like, what the hell's going on over there? Like, what am I missing all of a sudden? Like, it just, yeah. Uh-huh. So, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you get to know a couple and, like, you just know that that's how he or she is, like, that maybe makes it a little different. But, yeah, things like that can, like, kind of throw you all the way out of whack. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets in your head a little bit.
Yeah. No, I would have been the same way.
If you're not the same way, you just start to think, like, what am I doing wrong? Why don't I have those feelings? What is he not doing to me?
Right.
Like, oh, my God.
I know. I know. It spirals quickly then. Yep. I've been there. Yep. Okay. So my first swap experience. I've mentioned it, I think, at least a couple times before. So
I'm sorry I'm making you talk about it again.
No, I mean, like, but maybe I won't be, like, super, super detailed here.
Okay.
But
okay.
So for those of you who haven't already heard the story, for Gary and I, our first full swap experience was with Madison and Barry. A couple of things that I can point out about that. As Gary and I were kind of talking about this to prep for the podcast, I think our kind of common theme about that experience is that it was so surreal. Like, the physicality was great and good and no complaints by any means, but it was almost just, like, so much to kind of wrap our heads around in the moment.
I get that.
Because we were, like, I can still picture it. We were in Madison and Barry's apartment at the time, like, in their living room.
On the floor.
We were all on the floor. But I mean, part of that for Gary and I, we were very much like, we need to be, like, close to each other, same room. Like, we need to still be kind of connected. So, I mean, that was part of it. It wasn't like you didn't want us anywhere else in your living space. Like, we both talked about how we remembered, like,
oh my gosh, like this is happening. We're really going to do this. Like, okay. And I know you guys obviously don't always hear very much about like Barry and Gary's side of these stories, but Gary still very vividly remembers the moment when like the condoms came on.
Oh God.
And Madison was on top of him and sort of like took his cock in her hand and guided it into her vagina, which is just like what women do sometimes. Like you just like get it in there.
Oh God.
But like he still remembers kind of like that first thrust of like, oh my gosh, we're doing this. Like we're full swapping now. So like, you know, everything was cool. Like he and I like had kind of like, we were looking at each other. We were like, checking in, like everybody was good, it was fine, but it's just kind of like funny, like some of the things that you remember, right? About these experiences.
Oh, that's great.
Because yeah, I mean, like I remember like being on top of Barry and really like enjoying it, but at the same time like a little bit of that in your head, but uh-huh. I guess in a little more positive way, maybe, like not that it has to be good versus bad, but like mm-hmm. like I was into it, I was enjoying it, but it was also kind of weird, like, oh my gosh, like I'm really doing this, like, right, and they're really fucking right there and we're fucking right here and like, okay, this is happening. And
so, I think the whole time me and you like physically put our hands on each other. Like yeah, we were physically like, touching okay, the whole time. Yeah. Just to like kind of bring some ease.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was my first full swap experience, was with our dear friends, Madison and Barry. So.
Oh, I love it.
Good times.
I love reminiscing. Fun. So much fun.
I know. So a couple questions we're going to toss back and forth to each other here just to kind of wrap this section up. Mm-hmm. Thinking about, obviously, like we have listeners, I hope, listening to us when we put this out. Like what kind of advice would we have for a friend who was ready to try like her first full swap experience? Mm-hmm. And like she comes to us to say, oh my God, Madison, Kenzie. Because all of our friends talk like that. Like, I don't know, like just trying to think about, like, again, based on our experiences, we've like done this a little bit now. Like, what could we share with somebody who's thinking about trying full swap, maybe has like a reservation or two?
Okay, so I think my advice would be to, number one, make sure that you've communicated with your partner that you want to take that next step, that you are excited about it, why you're excited about it, why you think it would be beneficial for both of you, and just make sure that you're both ahead of time comfortable with the person or the couple that you're willing to take it that far with. Mm-hmm. I think pre-planning is a good thing, not just making some drunken decisions in the spur of the moment. That's like mainly, I think, one of the most important pieces of advice that I would give. How about you?
No, I absolutely agree 100% with that. And yes, Madison's like little joke there. like the four of us had talked about it like as an option on the table, like ahead of time before that first full swap experience, like for us, for me and Gary. So it was not a drunken decision kind of thing. And again, like, you know, you do you. You do what's right for you in the moment. Like, you make the best decision you can at the time. Like, I'm not here to, like, knock the drunken decisions because God knows I've made plenty of them over the years. But for what it's worth, I think if you're going to take that step, it is worth a conversation ahead of time. That might not be the decision that you want to make just in the spur of the moment.
Yeah, so honestly, that kind of goes into one of the questions that I had as far as rules.
Ooh.
Rules. Did I say that right? Rules.
Rules.
I'm a little tipsy. Rules. As far as rules for full swap play,
yeah,
that kind of goes along with it. Maybe making sure that you and your partner are on the same page as far as playing in the same room.
Yeah.
Possibly literally parallel playing like we did the first time. Like me and you could... We literally fucking put our hands on each other while we were fucking each other's husbands, like to make sure that like, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I know you're here.
Yeah,
like we're in this together kind of thing. Like, right. I don't know. That made a difference.
Yeah. No.
And I love how I'm like riding the seat as I say it, like I'm fucking. Oh my God.
Reminiscing.
We really need like a behind the scenes blooper. So just kind of talking about your rules ahead of time. Obviously, I think most people are like condoms and whatnot, but like. Right.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
There's literally no perfect way to do this.
No. Oh, God, no. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, you could really dissect it and have like a million freaking rules. And like, that's fine if that's what makes you comfortable. Like, I'm not judging that. But kind of think it through. Do what's right for you.
Go out there and do what you and your partner are comfortable with and take it from there. Communicate.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a break, refill our cups so we can wet our throats. Remember, you need a heavy load in your throat.
I do.
And we are coming back with a Going Deep segment from Kenzie. Oh, I can't wait. Woo! And we are back with our Going Deep segment. And this episode, Kenzie is going to share a story with us. And we are going to take a deeper dive into this sexual scenario, get the dirty deets, and really analyze what was going on. So, Kenzie, I am super excited for you to take it away.
So, I am sort of doing a little throwback story tonight. Okay. This is a story of, I believe, our second full swap experience for Gary and I. So we had such an amazing time with Madison and Barry that we just, you know, we were ready for the next endeavor. So tonight's story involves myself and Gary and a couple that we met at Desire Pearl. For the sake of tonight's story, you will be hearing about Elon and Sophia.
Ooh.
So, we are at Desire Pearl, our first day of vacation, one of our first few trips to Desire. By the time we got there, checked in, whatever, we're at the hot tub at Desire Pearl at this point. It's a huge hot tub if you haven't been there, but I'll just keep moving here.
Yeah.
We sort of, I don't know what the right word is. We like slide up against this attractive couple who, unfortunately, it is their last day at Desire Pearl.
Wait, are you all naked?
Yeah.
Because you can be nude there. I'm just making sure. Okay, you're all naked.
So there's nakedness.
Ooh, their last night. You're ready to go.
Yeah. So like we just got there. We're like game on, party on, like keep the shots coming. They are, I think, honestly, like hours away from having to leave and get their flight kind of thing. Shit. So we're like total opposite ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of this like odd but like magical, like instant connection. Like they were just fun and cool and like, what do you mean you're leaving? No. Like, But at any rate, they had to leave is kind of the point of this part of the story. So Gary writes down, I think, our email address on a napkin in the hot tub at Desire Pearl. So we send these people off to their trip home with like a soggy napkin with an email address on it.
You didn't play that night. Like it was literally just contact us.
Right.
We want you.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
I think there was a few kisses. I do remember Sophia grabbing Gary's cock and seemingly being very intrigued by it. I don't blame her. Like, it's a good cock. The other part of this story I probably could have led with, but like, I don't know. It's not like the main point. Elon and Sophia happen to be German. Like, they literally live in Germany.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
They are German people. Like, they're Germans. So, so I think, and, like, I'm not saying this to, like, be, like, a bitch, but I think there was a little bit of this, like, American boy lure. Like, I think Sophia found Gary very attractive, like, as an American man. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, he's tall. He's built. He's like muscular. Like he's
poor woman.
I'm sorry. No, just kidding. What does she know? I don't know. But like, just I think kidding. That was part of the allure.
Ooh, yeah, that's hot. That's
and
hot.
So, yeah, she was very enamored with his penis. Like it was lovely. It was good. Anyway, but they had to go. They had to go get their flight. Like they were leaving.
They literally couldn't even like play that night.
No, they were like,
damn.
Like the bags were already packed. I think like
they just wanted to get in the hot tub.
They were
one
just
more
like,
time.
Yeah, like bless their hearts. But anyway, I think they pushed it to like as late as they possibly could before they left.
Aww.
So like very sweet, very flattering. But so like really fun, like short experience with them in the hot tub. But then they left with this soggy napkin with an email. And so we're like, okay, like that was really fun, but like what'll ever come of that? Yeah. Well, lo and behold, like, so we have our trip at Pearl, like it's lovely or whatever. Not the point of the story right now. Sorry. We get an email from Elon and Sophia.
How long after your trip?
Not very long. I think like a few days, maybe.
Were you still there when you got it?
Oh, I don't remember.
Or close to when you
close.
Got home.
It was close. Wow. Yeah, yeah. So we're like, oh, shit. Okay. Like,
oh, my God.
Cool. So like, but we exchanged a couple emails. And then I think we ended up moving to like, whatever, Facebook Messenger, just because it was a little bit easier, again, than like logging into your email or whatever.
So you can really see all about them at this point when you go to Facebook. Are you Facebook friends?
Yeah. Yeah,
we are. Can you describe them to us? Are they like close in age? I assume they're hot.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So Sophia is, I guess, probably a little bit shorter than me. Very like long, dark, straight hair. Mm. Like petite. Like she had like a small frame, like very feminine, like
she got curves.
Just in the right places. Like the right boobs, curves.
Tits and ass are there.
Yes.
That's what I am asking.
Okay. Wow. Fine. Sorry. Yes, she has.
I'm trying to picture this.
She has tits and an ass. Yes.
Oof, okay. I see it. Her
nah. All right. So her tits are not massive. I don't know, like a BC cup probably.
Perfectly average.
Very nice round ass. Mm. Good ass.
Okay. Good.
Like slim, like trim. Like a good, like good curves. Healthy. Good curves. Like a healthy, yeah.
Okay.
Oof, okay.
Wow. Sorry.
I know. I get all flustered. All right. And then Elon is also like not a gym rat. He's mm-hmm. not like bulky, beefy kind of guy.
Totally fine.
But like trim, like in good shape, like they hike and like do like that kind of stuff. So not like super like beefy, bulky, mm-hmm. which is fine. Mm-hmm. Like that's not like a must not have necessary. Or anything. Yeah. But like, again, like trim, fit, in good shape, like healthy.
Elon Musk.
A little bit. That's where the name came from. Especially Gary. And I can see it. But
I think he's so cute though. I'm not going to lie.
Gary thinks he looks a little bit like Elon Musk. And I can see it.
Oh, I'm kind of into that.
But like more attractive, I think. Like facial features. Whatever. Like,
I'll take any version.
It was good. He's good. He's attractive.
Okay. Hot average man from Germany.
But what made it really like, I think the connection is like, they are both not only attractive mm-hmm. physically, mm-hmm. but like super fun and like super smart. They both speak several languages.
Oh,
like,
God.
I think he went to Oxford or some shit. Like, I can't even imagine like how he suffered through conversation with me. Like, like so smart, but like so nice and humble. And like, I like asked all these like stupid questions about Germany and German words. And like, he totally humored me. And like, he would just answer my stupid American questions. Like, it was so nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, like really, just really good people.
God, that turns me on.
Yeah, right. Like, that's a big piece of it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, whatever.
So, they emailed you.
So, we've had some emails. We've had some communication.
Yeah.
He was traveling for work quite a bit. Ooh. So, it so happened he was going to be in the U.S.
Oh,
for work.
Shit.
So, we arranged, basically, I don't know. Like, nobody cares about this part. We all end up in New York City together, is the point.
You
like,
three?
Four.
Did she go, too?
She came over.
She went with him.
Yeah, yeah.
All four of you. Okay.
So all four of us end up in New York City. Like, he was in the States for work. She came over. Gary and I went to New York City. Like, so keep in mind, in person, we had met this couple for, I don't know, a couple hours in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Communicated in the meantime.
Oh, my God.
So, like, we kind of were getting to know each other, like, via, like, messages and kind of, like, chatting.
It's crazy. Sexting? But, like hardcore sexting?
I wouldn't say hardcore. I mean, I think there was definite flirting. I think there was probably a couple like fun photos, but like nothing like,
too much.
Yeah, nothing.
But now you're there in person.
Yeah. And like, ooh. So now here we are in New York City. What I do remember, I don't know where the hell we were in New York City, but I do remember we were in a park of some sort. And I was getting so nervous, like standing there with Gary, waiting for them to show up. And finally, like, we see them, like, walking towards us in this park.
Central Park?
No, it wasn't Central Park. Like, that I know. We were somewhere freaking else. I don't know. And, like, they're walking towards us. And I was just, like, butterflies in the stomach. Like, I was so excited. Oh, I was like, I hope this is going to go well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we seemed to have, like, such a connection. Like, in Mexico, but like, is that just like drunken vacation connection, or like, is this going to go well? Like, we're like here now for like a couple nights with them. Like, what's happening?
So they're walking towards you. You finally met again.
Again.
Was it like natural?
It was. Good. Yeah. Like the butterflies dissipated pretty quickly. So that was good. That was encouraging.
And then you just went back to your hotel.
No, not right away. No, there were some drinks involved. I think we went and got like food or like, just kind of like casual. Anyway, I'll fast forward a little bit here for the sake of time. I think it was on Saturday. We did like a couple touristy things. We went on this like boat tour thing, I remember, like kind of out towards the Statue of Liberty, like something like that. It was perfectly lovely, but that particular day happened to be like freaking overcast and like cold. And we were all like, we're trying to make the best of it, you know, and like be cool and whatever, but like we're all just kind of freezing our asses off
because
nobody was really like prepared for that weather exactly.
Yeah.
And I remember that like poor Elon like gave me his sweatshirt to wear.
Oh.
So then I was trying to like sort of like kind of like snuggle up against him, I guess, which sounds like a little more intimate than maybe it was, but like I felt like I really wanted the sweatshirt, but then I felt terrible for taking it from him because I was sure he was cold too.
Aww.
But anyway, so just like a little bit of that kind of like flirty sort of fun. And then like that evening, for example, we went out to like get some drinks and dinner, and we went into this bar, and we had sort of like on the way there kind of, I don't know if it happened naturally, but we kind of like swapped. So like Sophia and Gary kind of walked in the bar like together.
Oh, that's fun.
And then like Elon and I like walked in sort of like together.
Yeah.
And so like we kind of like sat accordingly and like kind of like played it up a little bit. But like that was fun. Just again, like very casual, like flirty kind of stuff. Like nothing like crazy, like out in public.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of like set the scene, like a little bit of like sexual tension for later. Okay. So anyway. So basically that night then, we head back to the hotel. Elon and Sophia, frankly, had the nicer, larger, sexier room. So we ended up there. There was some sort of like ice issue. Like we felt strongly that we needed ice. And I believe Gary went back to our room to get something. Mm-hmm. And like I think Elon was trying to take care of the ice. In the meantime, Sophia and I are outside of their room making out.
Out in the hallway?
Like in the hallway.
Wow.
And
you're both in like what? Sexy little dresses or what?
Dresses.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Not like lingerie dresses. Yeah.
Hot enough and you're making out. I can picture it. Yeah.
So yeah. So like we're kissing, like making out a little bit. And like one of the hotel staff like arrives with the ice.
Oh shit. While you're making out.
Making out in the hall. And they're, here's your ice, like, take this. And, like, I don't know, like, I think it's New York City, like, they don't care. They're just, like, here, like, take
you're not the first.
Like, take your ice and go, like, I got shit to do, you know? Like, I don't think that, I don't think it even fazed that person.
Old news.
Exactly. So, of course, like, for us, we're, like, sort of giggling and, like, haha, thanks, oh, no, you caught us. So, like, we were having a fine time. So, anyway, the guys, like, get on the same page. We get into the room. I remember Sophia had like a really good playlist of like kind of background music. It wasn't like overwhelming or like in your face.
Was it all in like English? I assume their English is very good.
Yes, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was cute because every once in a while, I think Sophia would agree with this. Like I'm not trying to be like demeaning at all. Mm-hmm. I think that Elon's English is a little stronger than hers.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would agree with that. So every now and again, like she would ask him in German, like how to say something in English.
That's so cute.
And it was just like so like, I don't know, endearing.
Yeah.
Because like here's Gary and I, like we barely speak English and like
you motherfuckers.
They like speak 12 languages and we're like, it's fine. Like really, like just do the bet. Like, we are not here to judge, please. Like, I can't understand how you're even thinking right now in the right language. So there's music. Like, they have, like, this really kind of, like, I don't know, like, swanky, like, New York City, like, hotel suite. Like, it's nice.
Oh, I love it.
They had, like, brought us gifts from Germany. Like, Gary got some sort of beer thing. Like, I got some sort of, like, chocolate thing.
My gosh.
Just, like, good people. Like, I don't say that to That's be like, so oh, sweet. They brought us gifts. Like, but just, like, an example of, like, yeah, like, they're just good people. So there's music. We're in this sexy hotel suite. Everybody's, like, good.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We've had this sexual tension from, like, being at the bar, like, kind of with each other. Okay.
Me too.
Wow.
I have it too.
So we had also, like, and this sounds, like, really trivial, kind of, like, now where Gary and I are at. But at the time, I'm, like, it was kind of a big deal. He and Sophia took an elevator up on their own. And Elon and I took our own elevator up to their room.
Wait, is this after the whole makeup session?
Well, no, I'm sorry.
We're rewinding.
I'm rewinding.
To before. Okay.
Because this was fun.
That's fine.
I'm out of order.
Just checking.
So, like, a little bit of separate room play, I guess, technically, which was, like, new for us, even though it was, what, a 30-second elevator ride. But even, like, I go back to mention it because it was kind of part of the build-up and, like, kind of fun and sexy, like, making out in the hotel, in the elevator on the way up to the room. Okay, so we get to the sexy things. And I don't know if it was, like, part of our newness, but, like, and it wasn't even, like, explicit, like, that there was some list we were trying to check off, but I think we just felt like we needed to do, like, different things. So I remember doing, like, the double blowjob. Like, both Sophia and I were, like...
to, like, both males.
Yeah, like, on Gary's cock for a little bit. And then we were on Elon's cock for a little bit. I remember at one point, like, Sophia sort of, like, sat on, like... a little bit, like, off to the side as much as you can be on, like, a bed. And Gary, Elon, and I participated in an Eiffel Tower...
Oh.
And I remember, I think, having to explain what that was. I don't think there was, like, a direct German translation to what we were trying to do.
So was Gary really fucking you and you were going down on him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And she just watched.
Right. So, like, Elon's on his knees on the bed. Okay. I'm giving him a blowjob. I'm on all fours. Gary is on his knees, basically, like, on the bed behind me, like, doggy style. And then I guess technically what makes it an Eiffel Tower is, like, the two guys, like, high five, like, over the woman's back. So somehow we worked all this out, like, the German to English translation. And we're like, this is an Eiffel Tower. And
they're now,
like,
we're all French.
And they're like, you guys are stupid, but okay, we'll do it. So anyway, and, like, Sophia's just,
did,
like...
Did she do it then?
I don't think so. Oh. I think they were probably like, this is stupid.
That's,
like,
so cute, Americans.
I know, exactly. That's kind of my impression. And, like, I don't take any offense to that. But they were like, let's fuck. Like, what are we doing?
I just want to fuck you.
I know. Yes. Like, I feel like Elon was very... He was a gentle, considerate partner. And I don't mean that in a bad way at all. I totally appreciate that. I don't know if that just happened to be, like, his normal style,
like when he was going down on you with his mouth and hands,
all of it,
or, like, fucking, wait, did you fall on full swap?
Yeah this was full swap. Yeah, but just, like, all of it
he was gentle.
Yes. And I feel like he, like, really let me kind of set the pace and, like,
that's
move
not bad.
Positions. Yeah. So I don't know if it was just, like, if that's his normal operating style in the sexy times.
Yeah.
Or if he was just really, like, intuitive and, like, could tell. Like, aww. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway. But it was a really positive experience in that way because we felt comfortable with this couple, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But then even when we did get to kind of, like, the sexy time, at least for me... He just, like, was gentle, and I feel like over the years I've gotten a little bit more into, like, yeah, you can spank me, you can pull my hair.
Oh, be a little dirty.
I don't think I was there at this time. So, like...
It was just, like, sensual.
Context, yeah,
love,
yeah.
Love-making, but not love-making.
Not, no,
but... Sensual sex.
Yeah. So it was good. And again, this...
Was this, like, early on?
Yeah, here? Yeah. Like, this was only, like, our second full swap.
Oh, well... All right,
so just to keep that in mind too here.
Yeah. You'd be like fucking nasty.
Right. Yeah. I was just trying to still figure it all out. So no, it was really good. And again, like, I know, I guess I'm not giving, like, totally, like, a ton of, like, detail here, but.
How did you feel though? Like, you fucked him.
Yeah.
You saw Gary fuck her.
Yeah.
Like, how were you at that point?
Seemed totally natural.
You were totally fine.
I think I was, yeah.
Wow.
I don't really...
That's great.
But no, like, yeah, just kind of, again, I think it kind of comes back to, like, that connection and feeling comfortable with people.
Yeah.
Like, makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the sexiest story in the world, but it was just a really, like, comfortable, good experience. I remember it lasting for quite a while.
Did you and her, like, have a separate time where it was you and her, like, one-on-one? Or did you just full go on into, like, swapping? Do you remember?
I'm just curious. To remember that there was, like, swapping.
After the whole makeout session.
Yeah. So we made out. Like, we got onto the bed and, like, with the other person. Like, there was swapping on the bed.
Okay.
I feel like there was a time when her and I kind of, like, came to the middle of the bed and, like, again, like, kind of made out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, some touching, like, a little fingering, boobs, ass, feeling, touching, caressing. And
Very
then I
common.
Think we went back to, like, the swapping stuff. But no, like, it was all just, like, pretty, like, natural and, like, seemed to flow well.
That's so nice.
It is. And it doesn't always happen that way.
No,
but
it doesn't.
When it does, it's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, totally satisfying. And then I guess to wrap up this lengthy story, the other thing that kind of stands out to me when I think back to this experience is I can also distinctly remember after our different play experiences with them, I can remember like just like the hot sex that Gary and I had like
Ooh.
In our own hotel room just
after
alone
them.
Together. Yeah.
Ooh,
like after
dang.
Them, yeah. just like kind of like that reconnection, like sort of like. Oh my gosh, can you believe we did that? Like, that was so fun. That was great. Like, but like, you're the one I really like, yes, like, let's do it. And
Aww.
So like, I remember that part vividly as well.
Well, what the fuck? You didn't do that after playing with us?
Well, all right. We didn't go into that much detail in that story. Wow.
Sorry. Let's focus on Elon and whatever her name is. Sorry. Yes. No. Focus on this.
That's
right, super hot that you had your reconnection. That same night? That's fucking...
No, I think it was the next morning.
Day. Yeah, still super hot. I think that's so important, honestly.
Yeah.
I really do.
I do too, yeah. So all in all, like a good experience. I don't know, maybe not the sexiest story in the world, but hopefully just like a couple takeaways there that it really does depend on the people, your comfort level with them.
Yeah.
It's not always going to happen, but when it does, it can be really good.
And do you still talk to them?
So, yeah, I mean, we do still, like, stay in touch, like, not, like, super, like, all the time.
Close, yeah.
But, yeah, we are absolutely hoping to be able to see them again one day soon.
Dude, make them listen to this. I want to hear more stories in the future. That was hot.
I know. We
that
might have to,
exciting.
Might have to tell them about it.
Oh, so
I don't think they know. If they do, they haven't said anything. So maybe we'll clue them in now.
Thank you for sharing that, Kenzie. Oh, my God. It's just so fun to think about. You never know the people you meet, all the sexy experiences
right.
you can have. That's
right.
super, super
And not
fun.
Everything happens right on vacation. Sometimes you have those opportunities to meet up with people later. So,
yeah. Oh, all right. I'm going to fan myself to cool down a little bit. And we will be back with our final segment, a surprise question from Gary. Woo! And we are back with our surprise question. This episode, it comes from Gary.
Oh.
So I'm going to pass it over to Kenzie, and she's going to read his chicken scratch.
Yep.
We're going to answer the surprise question.
Oh, Gary. Okay. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Woo! Let's talk about you and me.
Ow.
Oh, we're not singing.
When, okay. when full swapping, what... is the position that makes you orgasm most frequently? Oh my God. Use your hands to clap the tempo that you prefer at the beginning and at the orgasm for you when swapping in this position.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. All right. So we're starting with what is the most frequent position that we would orgasm with?
Yes.
In a full swap.
Basically, yeah.
Scenario.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
It's a... there's so many, honestly.
Oh. All right.
All right. Can we do this in a two-part segment? So the first one, position-wise.
Yeah.
my favorites at first full swap, where I'm going to feel the most and possibly orgasm, would be like, is missionary like cowgirl? Like where the girl's on top facing the guy, riding him? It's like a combo of those.
That's not missionary.
They're like the same thing.
But I know what you're talking
about. It's
not
about. Reverse cowgirl because no, I'm facing him.
You're facing.
So it's cowgirl. Missionary. I guess.
No, missionary is when he's on top.
So not missionary.
Just the female on top facing the male.
Cowgirl.
Yes. All right. We'll call it that.
We're
yes.
going to call
I
it
I like
cowgirl.
That. Yes.
That one or doggy style. Guess me every motherfucking time.
Bless your heart. Yeah.
So. Okay. All right. Let's start with that part. Your turn.
Cowgirl.
Same as me.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
I'm like a, I
That's
don't know.
It. That's it for you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
I want to be on top and you need to face them.
I'm looking in your eyes and we're going to do this.
She needs to dominate.
No, I don't know. No, I cannot. I do not always excel at the doggy, especially like with a new partner. So, yeah, I'm out on that. But yeah, like as we have defined it for tonight, the cowgirl.
We're calling it that. Yes.
Yes. That's
male laying me. Down, female straddling on top.
Facing.
Face to face.
Yes.
That way. Yes.
Yes.
And now we
that.
Need to clap out the tempo. We like.
Jesus.
Right?
No, but there's like a.
Go on. Please read the question again.
Use your hands
oh, okay.
to clap the tempo. Yeah. I don't know what else you're going to clap with. Your ass, maybe? Use your hands to clap the tempo that you prefer at the beginning oh. and.
Oh my
and
God. You dirty bastard.
At the end of the orgasm.
Motherfucker.
So like he's maybe totally there's gonna be a us. Crescendo of sorts. I don't know. Maybe you like the same tempo the whole time. I don't know yet. But I'm about to learn something.
Honestly, all right, I think either position. I don't know. I think I'm more so gonna take this for the doggy style position then.
Okay. All right.
All right. God, this is so awkward with you staring at me.
All right, I'll look away. I'm looking away.
No, it's like a normal, like, oh God, I'm really clapping. This is so degrading. No, I like it hard and fast. Yeah. I want it hard and I want it fast when it's doggy.
Yeah.
You know what? Any position. If I want to be fucked, I want to be fucked hard and fast. Done.
All right.
Period.
Good to
Your
know.
Turn to Shit. Clap it out.
Okay.
This is so embarrassing. I fucking
yeah,
hate
this
you,
feels
Gary.
Feels weird. Okay. So I am coming from the perspective of
cowgirl
this cowgirl position that we maybe have invented tonight. So I feel like I have like I am like more of a like a crescendo kind of girl, and I'm probably not going to do the music majors any justice here, but like so like I like to start a little bit slower, like
Yeah.
I definitely like to start a little bit slower, but then like when I feel it like coming, like I like pick up the pace.
When you're in the moment, like I want it hard, I want it fast, I want it pound me.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Oh God.
Oh, I
got these questions.
I gotta go now.
Let's wrap it up.
All right, friends, that's it for episode 15. Can
what?
You believe it? 15.
I cannot.
The big 1-5.
Oh my God.
So thank you so much for joining us. We would love to hear from you on Twitter and Instagram. We are at @FWAT_podcast. Shoot us an email at friendswiththetwist@yahoo.com. Feel free to leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We would appreciate it. Share us with your friends. If there's something you would like us to talk about or address, please let us know. We have a couple ideas coming up for the next couple episodes, but we're always welcome new ideas. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.